Calling all future world changers. Experience revival at Valor Christian College during VIP Weekend, September 19th through 21st. Come to Columbus, Ohio, and immerse yourself in the campus culture at the School of the Spirit with students and pastors from around the globe, all culminating with a special anointing service and ministry by Dr. Rod Parsley. You'll also experience powerful worship by international recording artist Trinity Anderson as we welcome her to World Harvest Church. Visit the event.vip to register for free. Spots are filling up fast. One weekend could change your life forever.
Equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Well, hello there. Come on in. Allow me to welcome you to an extraordinary broadcast of your breakthrough. Now, you and I, we're privileged to be living in a very, very prophetic time of divine intervention and opportunity where the Church of Jesus Christ will both rise up and tear down, rise up in victory and raise, R-A-Z-E, hell, born to raise hell, was the title of my keynote message of Dominion Camp Meeting over 20 years ago. And today's program is that same classic message, now remixed to reach an entirely new generation. I believe it. You believe with me. Today's powerfully anointed word will pierce the hard, callous surface of mental reasoning and take root deep in the spirits of men. So get ready now. I believe your life is going to be changed forever today. Now, from the legendary Summerall Tabernacle in World Harvest Church, Columbus, Ohio, my classic message remixed, born to raise hell, just for you today.
1 John chapter 3, verse 8, everybody paying close attention. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Why was Jesus manifested? One more time. To destroy the works of the devil. So he either did or he did not. Because he did not drag that rough-hewn wooden beam up the slopey, craggy hillside of Golgotha to go halfway. He didn't say it is finished with a PS. He did not get up on that third and appointed morning and say, could you get that cross back out? I left a few things out. No, sir. He was resurrected in glorious splendor, having accomplished every purpose for which our Father loosed him over the sapphire sill of heaven's gate. I dare you to shout, it is finished. It is done. Period. So when you text that this afternoon, say, it is done. P-E-R-I-O-D-T. It is done, period. He left nothing out. There's nothing yet to be accomplished. There's nothing wrong at your house that what's right at his house today will not fix. Nothing wrong in your body that wasn't already fixed. Nothing wrong in your children that he didn't already pay the price for. Nothing wrong in your family that he can't put back to. Here's the easiest point of theology in your Bible, John chapter 10, verse 10. For the thief came not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Dividing line. Steal, kill, destroy. Dividing line. But I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly, sufficient in quantity, but superior in quality. Miller knows nothing about the good life, and Nike didn't coin Just Do It. Are you with me? God is a God of intention. God is a God of order. Isn't that something to say in a charismatic Pentecostal church? Here's what's in order. Shouting. Here's what's in order. Clapping. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. That's in order. Prophetically, Jesus said, I could run through a troop and leap over a wall. Running is in order. Lifting up your hands is in order. What is out of order is your frowning sourpuss face. Look at somebody and say, out of order. No sadness here, no sorrow here. No brokenheartedness here, no brokenness here. No sickness is a no sickness zone. This is a no trouble zone. This is the church. You can't smoke in here, and you can't frown in here. You can't backbite in here. You can't complain in here. You can't talebear in here. You can't lie in here. For this person, Jesus is a God of order, of intention, of purpose. Jesus came to this planet with a divine assignment and a prehistoric purpose. With great certainty, not the least of which is stated in our text. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Now, either he did or he didn't, he accomplished it or he failed. If you believe that book is right and they are wrong, if you truly believe that Jesus left nothing out, I double dog dare you, as Brother Copeland would say, I double dog dare you to let hell, heaven, and earth know that you believe that. That you stake your life on it. That you'd stake your future on it. That you'd stake your children on it. The word destroy in Greek is the word luha. It means to tear down. It means to leave nothing out and everything destroyed as though it had never existed. Pain never existed. Fear never existed. Sorrow never existed. Heavy burdens never existed. Disease, pain, malady, malfunction, infirmity, poverty, lack, not enough, never existed. He either did it. Now, I'm not talking about what you're living in. The Church of God is notorious for living so beneath its privilege that it cannot even look up and see the bottom of where it should be. But thank God we're not who we were. We're not who we're going to be, but we're not who we were. And we are on our way. Move somebody out your way right now and say, excuse me, but I'm moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. I'm moving on up. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory, and beneath his cleansing flood, redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Your children are healed by that blood. Your future is secured by that blood. Your heart is happy by that blood. If you have a bloodless gospel, you have no gospel at all. Shout, thank God for the blood, for the altar, for the cross. Now give him praise, give him glory. Why is he massaging your heart to send blood coursing through your veins? Why has he given you the ability to talk, the ability to touch, the ability to hear, the ability to see? Why did he ransom and redeem you out of your miserable past into your magnificent present? Why are you here? What's your purpose? Well, if you have a Bible, you can find it really quick. It's over in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, verse 10. So that now, shout now, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places. So if the purpose of Jesus was to annihilate, then write this one word down and put it upon your forehead, never to be forgotten again. My purpose is to demonstrate what Jesus annihilated. You are heaven's enforcement cop. You are here to enforce the boundaries and the principles of the kingdom of God and bring increase to what he started. The former treatise, O Theophilus, have I written unto you of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. What did he do? He went about doing good. What's your purpose? Go and do good, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, spirit, soul, and body. I have to ask you a question. How many of the enemy scalps did you walk in here with this morning hanging from your spiritual belt? Who did you defeat? What did you defeat? What are you bringing this morning to lay at the feet of your conquering king? How many devils are hanging lifeless around your spiritual belt today? Or did you just survive? Got any souls hanging on there? What's your purpose? Get a backbone, man. Square your shoulders. Stick your chin out. Jesus was in the synagogue after being tempted by the devil 40 days and 40 nights. So it was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he finding the place where it was written. You know what that means? He knew where it was. Stood up and began to read. Ah! The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is my purpose. He has anointed me. you're not anointed, and you wonder why. Because you don't fulfill the next part. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. David said, I encourage myself in the Lord my God. Pastor's not there. Deacon's not there. Terry's not there. The organist isn't there. The deacons quit deacon and the ushers quit ushering. And ain't nobody there but you and the devil. And one of you is going to win. Shout the words on the screen on three. One, two, three. That's why you get up in the morning. That's why you shout when you don't have a shout. That's why when you've been impaled on the cross of circumstance, you're talking about a deliverance. That's why when your child has a fever raging of 105, you say, nevertheless, I will praise. Because my praise is a weapon. I got a Star Wars saber. Come on, man. Encourage yourself. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. How? See, I'm proving to you, you don't know your Bible. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost. You're either Pentecostal and Holy Ghost filled or you're backslidden. Shout, I have a purpose. I was born to raise hell. You know, I'm so very, very thankful, I believe you are as well, that we live in a nation that was founded on religious freedom, fully embracing personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the man of God approaches the hallowed desk, his text did not require approval from any other man or organization. My father, I'm proud to say, served in the military for such a cause as this. One of the first things he learned in boot camp was to march to a cadence, the rhythm, you understand. One, two, three, four, shouted out with great authority. It produced tremendous unity, structure, and order. But there were always one singular instance when cadence was halted. It was when my dad's regiment crossed a bridge. When the individuals gave up their identity and marched as one, it produced what is known as mechanical resonance. Those repeated waves vibrated, and they were strong enough to cause those mighty girders to fail and break apart. And you get ready, because your agreement with me today can bring about the structural failure of your evil adversary's plan and the platform designed to defeat and destroy everything you hold dear. The power of agreement can cause sudden, systematic surrender in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what I'm believing for, and I'm believing for you today. I'm fighting one of the greatest battles of my more than 50 years
of gospel ministry. As I contend for the souls of men, women, boys, and girls, I believe the seed you sow today to help me will not only bring a spiritual victory to you and to someone you love who needs Jesus Christ as Savior, but I believe it will also swing wide the door to a season of grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy for you. Your seed faith gift of $100 or more is, hear me now, absolutely vital to this global soul-winning ministry today. And I'm believing with you that it will reap for you a harvest of deliverance and restoration, provision and prosperity. And to thank you for your seed faith gift today. And I need everyone to stretch your faith now and help me. For your seed faith gift today of $100 or more, I am happy, proud, joyful to send you my powerful 2025 Dominion Camp Meeting message entitled Pentecostal Revival If. Plus, all of today's message, Born to Raise Hell, and today only, I will add the bonus of two of my most requested best-selling books, Revival If and its sequel, Pentecost If. Plus, hold on now, the beautiful Jubilee Bible. All of that for your seed faith gift of $100. My staff can't believe I'm offering it. It's an over $200 ministry value for your seed today of only $100 or more. Why? Because I really, really, really need your help today. I wouldn't say it if I didn't need it. So please hear God's voice within mine. Pick up your phone, call now. Or you can just scan that QR code right there on your screen. It'll take you directly to rodparsley.com or write to me, but do it today. Please, please do it. And I set myself in agreement with you that there's a miracle coming to your house as you respond, as I've shared this need with you today. I believe you will. Do it joyfully and with great obedience. Let's really give the adversary a black eye today and help me preach this gospel around the world.
The holy mandate and mantle on this global soul-winning ministry must fulfill its assignment. Your generous revival seed is your agreement with Dr. Parsley. Trusting for this ministry's greatest miracle and your grace upon grace turnaround. To thank you for your revival seed of $100 or more, you'll receive the absolutely greatest gift set offered any time this year, including the powerfully anointed camp meeting landmark message, Pentecostal Revival If.
We know why revival is stymied. Because the Holy Ghost of God has been given his eviction notice from the premises.
Plus, a classic message remixed for a new generation that places you in a victory posture against your adversary, Born to Raise Hell.
You are here to enforce the boundaries and the principles of the kingdom of God and bring increase to what he started.
For your $100 seed, we'll also add a third message and two best-selling books, Revival If and Pentecost If. And today only, a very special bonus, the beautiful large print, rose gold-edged Jubilee Bible. Six gifts, together a $200 value. Available today for your seed faith gift of $100 or more. But you must hurry. Call now with your best revival seed or scan the QR code to give safely and securely at rodparsley.com. Effective gospel ministry always has a need, and breakthrough's extremity becomes your opportunity for blessing. Give $100, $50, or your very best. Call or go online now for today's very special bonus gifts.
Oh my, how I appreciate, how I thank you today for hearing me. Thank you for your generous support as we take the message of the cross of Jesus and his miracle resurrection power to the entire world. One of our most important battlefronts is taking a strong stand against the horrors of abortion. The Breakthrough Women's Clinic is strategically positioned directly across the street from Planned Parenthood. At the Women's Clinic, a young mother in crisis can receive a free ultrasound. Amazingly, 9 out of 10 women who see that ultrasound four-dimensional image of their baby choose life. Oh, how we need to keep that ministry going. Over 15,000 babies saved so far. Your love gift today of $50 or $100 will help this vital outreach continue to save babies every single week. Think of that and help me today. Thank you for your wonderful response to the new Rod Parsley podcast. I'm having a great time recording them. And you remember, a new version drops every Tuesday, brand new Rod Parsley podcast, every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., and then it stays there. Whenever you get your podcast and wherever you get them, it's right there. Check in on all my social media outlets. You'll be blessed. And I'll see you next time as we take a stand for righteousness and holy living right here on Your Breakthrough.
Celebrating more than 50 years of soul-winning ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. New ministry content drops every Tuesday with the Rod Parsley Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. This worldwide broadcast is an outreach of Bridge of Hope. For more information, visit rodparsley.com.